In today's fast-moving world, we're constantly pulled towards speed, convenience, and productivity. And too often, that pull comes at the expense of our values. Instead of making life easier, we can find ourselves feeling ungrounded, disconnected from who we are, what we believe, and the people around us. So today, we're exploring why it's worth pushing against society's norms to clarify our values and live our lives holding true to them. Hello, Humanity First community, and welcome back to the Leading for Children podcast. I'm Nicole Parks, Executive Director at Leading for Children, where we are driving a movement about centering connection as a powerful means to strengthen communities so that children can thrive and so all of us can thrive. Joining me in this conversation today is Julia.
Hey friends, I'm Julia Connolly, show producer and Leading for Children's Development and Communications Associate, and I am so happy to be with you all today.
Thanks, Julia. And our special guest, someone who has made a powerful impact in my life and the life of my child, is Kaylee Phillips. Kaylee, can you please say hello and introduce yourself?
Hey, I'm Kaylee Phillips. I'm my school's dyslexia interventionist, and my degree is in special education. And I've been teaching for 8 years.
Thanks, Kaylee. You'll get to hear more from Kaylee in a little bit, and you'll clearly understand why we invited her here today. So to offer some context for those who are listening at home, Kaylee is my daughter's teacher, and I am so grateful to have her as part of the village supporting us. Kaylee immediately came to my mind about who we wanted to invite for this conversation because she lives her values every day in the classroom and beyond. Whether she's guiding young people to reflect on their choices or making space for them to be fully seen, she's the kind of educator who makes a lasting impact. I am so thrilled she's here with us today. Let's dive in. Kaylee, I'd like to start by inviting you to share how you came to understand what your values are and how that understanding evolved through your work with children and families.
I grew up in a very specific family, and my idea of values was, do you have the same values your parents have, right? If your parents are Christians, you're a Christian. If your parents are Republicans, you're a Republican. And so that was very much where my mindset always was. I think growing up, I just thought everybody had a similar life that I had. And in college, I learned that that was not the case. And then through teaching, I really learned to have my own voice. I was always scared to have a voice with my family, if that makes sense. It wasn't that I thought that I couldn't disagree. It was that I didn't feel like I knew enough about what I believed in to disagree with them. And so when I became a teacher, I was like, oh, okay, like we can all have our own beliefs. They don't have to be exactly the same as the person next to us or even our family members. And that was really hard for me to come to terms with, but something that I try to bring into the classroom. So you hear a lot, especially in middle school, and especially as I've taught through the last two elections, you hear a lot of what kids think and not so much what they think. I immediately know where their parents stand on a lot of things. And I really try to tell kids, you know, my job isn't to teach you what to think, it's to teach you how to think. And so why do you believe that to be true? And saying, because my mom or dad told me so, is not good enough. So I try to use that as part of my value. Like, if you're going to believe something or have a value, you need to be able to defend it and have a reason for why it's yours and not just because somebody else said so.
Thank you for that, Kaylee. And I have so much appreciation for multiple things that you said. This idea, though, of I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm here to teach you how to think. And how that helps children, especially children who may not, quote unquote, have typical development, to help them see themselves as thinkers and to understand that they have a voice. And the other thing that I thought about as you were talking is that when we open our minds to perspective taking, not only does it help us to hear the voice and thoughts of others, but it helps us to recognize ours with more clarity. So I really appreciated that.
I think it's so important to know we're all different. Like, we do not all have to have the same values, but that doesn't make us unvaluable to someone else, right? I think that that's a big thing in society right now. Just because we don't agree does not mean that my opinion is unvaluable compared to yours.
Julia, anything you'd like to add?
That all resonates so much. I think you can get so stuck when you feel bound to the substance of what I'm supposed to think and believe. It's kind of like in school, it's easier to learn how to think about a subject rather than memorize the material. And if you know the process, then you're able to come to conclusions on your own with so much more ease and comfort and ownership of it. And another thing that came to mind is we share so many galleys just because the way that we talk about them might look different. At its core, if you break down our values to their very center, it's usually about love and care and relationships. It's usually about taking care of each other and looking out for each other and wellness. And sometimes our language doesn't necessarily match up, but the more you can notice, we all care about the same things, that feels really important. And then when conflicts come up, it's easier to break it down and find alignment.
Yeah, I think too that right now in society, it's so easy for people to say, especially everyone's pointing fingers at teachers, what you can and can't say in a classroom, especially about anything political or religious or whatever it may be. And my thing is, it's not our job to teach kids what they should think. So no teacher, at least no teacher that I know, and I hope no teacher, is sitting in here and telling a kid that they should be or they should believe X, Y, and Z. It's more like getting them to think about the bigger picture and that there are many more values and many more opinions and things out there than what they've just seen in their short little lifespan. And so getting them to think as a broad thinker instead of someone's telling them what to think, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And that resonates deeply with me, and I imagine it does with you, Julia, as well. And so I want to invite us to take a step back a little bit. When I think about you, Kaylee, and when I see you interacting with other children, not just my daughter, it's so much about your being and who you are. And so I am curious, when you feel grounded in your values and act in alignment with it, what does it feel like?
It feels like a safe place, like not feeling anxious. If I am not grounded, I am in a tizzy, right? So I feel super like in control of what's going on around me, organized, able to think clearly when I am grounded.
Thank you for that. Listening to you say that, it made me chuckle a little bit, because in my head, I just went, that makes sense, because I'm often, frankly, in awe of how you stay so grounded and so regulated, even if the children, and I'll speak specifically to mine because I want to respect everyone else's children. I know my child, and it is amazing to me how in those moments when she's dysregulated, how calm and grounded you stay. And as a mother, because you stay calm and grounded, it helps me to do the same. And when you were talking about that safe space and how that's a place where you feel grounded when you're acting from your values, it just made that connection for me in my head.
Yeah, I hope that I can always create a safe place for kids. I tell people all the time, they're not going to remember what you taught them. You have plenty of teachers, tons, right? And I can only think back on maybe one or two and something specific they taught me, like something super specific. I remember my English teacher who read me The Great Gatsby, right? That's like one situation. But majority of things I learned, I don't remember who taught me what. But I always tell people, it doesn't matter what you teach them. It matters how you make them feel, because they remember that for their life. So there are moments, I'm not perfect human, where I get irritated. Although I do think that I am better at hiding it than the kids think. They say they don't notice as much as maybe I feel it inside. But one thing that always brings me back to being grounded is they're going to remember how I made them feel. So even if I make a mistake or I get upset with a kid, I really try to reflect on that later that day. It does sit on me, and I'll come back to a kid and be like, I'm really sorry if I seem frustrated with you. Because I'm with you. It had been a busy day at work, and I apologize. I took it out on you. Just because I think that's important for them to see. And I want them to remember me as making them feel safe and not making me feel stressed out in the long run.
Thank you for that. I want to pull on that thread just a little bit more. And Julia, I invite you to chime in as well. listening to you talk about how you show up with and for children in those moments, maybe when you're not as grounded in your values or you're not as regulated. And I laugh and tell people all the time, no one can dysregulate you like a toddler or a teenager.
True.
Those two time periods, they are the masters at dysregulating you. And so I too think about the modeling that you are doing for those children and for the adults. I know myself included around you. When you come back and you're able to say, I am sorry that I got frustrated. It was not you, it was me. Because one thing about living from my values is we know that they develop when we're young, right? And also we know that the way that children see us and experience us being, that says so much more than any words that we can ever say. And so just doing that is such a strong model to children about what a value such as respect and, you know, taking responsibility, how those things really look in application.
Yes, for sure. I think too, Nicole and Kaylee, about how there are so many situations that come up where you feel like, I have no idea what to do, or it's too complicated. I can't see myself. I can't see the other person clearly. I can't see the situation clearly. And how helpful it is to take a pause and take a deep breath and say, what matters to me here? And maybe I just had an interaction that doesn't feel so good. Or, you know, someone spoke to me in a way that didn't feel good. Who do I want to be in this situation? And I find that even sometimes when that's a harder choice to make and maybe it's not reciprocated, I always will feel better and more grounded and like I can be more authentic. And I think that that speaks to kids so much too, because they don't necessarily have all the filters that we as adults have, and they're not so bound to trying to look a certain way or things moving quickly, you know, being more productive, whatever. Kids just feel the energy of the experience. They just feel what's going on and how you're doing. And so it's such a helpful model, I think, for them to see us turning back to our values and using them to guide us when we're feeling really stuck.
Something I've tried to teach the kids lately that I've just learned and I think is important if they could learn it at a younger age. And I've told all of them this. I won't say I'm an emotional person because I feel like us as women get tagged as emotional all the time. I would say I'm passionate, but I've realized that a lot of times I feel way more passionate about something in the moment than I do the next day. So through counseling, I've had to work on like, okay, as much as I want to react to this right now, I may vent about it to a friend, but I'm not going to respond to that person until I slept on it. And if I still feel upset about it tomorrow, then I'll address it. But most of the time, I need to like take a moment and breathe and center myself. And I try to tell the kids that, like, you are so distraught over whatever it is today, but will it really matter tomorrow to you? And if it still does, we can address it. We can have whatever conversations you want to have, but let's try to wait a 24-hour period before we react, which seems impossible to, especially adolescent, middle-aged children. The hormones are on